With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The head of the International Atomic Energy Agency says Iran has agreed to allow in a tech firm from the UN nuclear watchdog that to discuss restoring camera surveillance at its nuclear sites. An IAEA spokesman says it is a promising sign for U.S.-Iran talks over the rogue nation's nuclear program. Longtime fixture on Capitol Hill, calling it quits next year. Illinois Democratic Senator Dick Durbin says he will not run for re-election. President Trump making an appearance today on the North Lawn on the Pennsylvania Avenue side of the White House, where he made this announcement.
We're putting up a beautiful, almost 100-foot-tall American flag on this side and another one on the other side. Two flags, top of the line, and they've needed flag poles for 200 years. It was something I've often said, you know, they don't have a flag pole per se. So we're putting one right where you saw us, and we're putting another one on the other side on top of the mounds.
By the way, Mr. Trump says he is paying for the flag and the flagpole. Secretary of State Marco Rubio making big changes within the State Department. Tayshia Stevens has the latest on that story.
In a statement Tuesday, Rubio said the sprawling bureaucracy created a system more beholden to radical political ideology than advancing America's core national interest. Rubio then said redundant offices will be removed and non-statutory programs that are misaligned with America's core national interest will cease to exist.
Mourners filing through St. Peter's Basilica to pay their final respects to Pope Francis, that at the start of 3 days of public viewing ahead of his funeral. This is SRN News. A victory for free speech in Kentucky.
The University of Louisville has agreed to pay more than $1.5 million in damages to a professor who was fired for opposing transgenderism. Dr. Alan Josephson worked for the school's Division of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry and Psychology, where he expressed opposition to the promotion of sex change operations on children as a means of helping them live as the opposite sex. Alliance Defending Freedom represented Dr. Josephson in federal court. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Eastern and Western churches celebrated Easter on the same day this year, but it is a rare occurrence. However, new efforts toward unity backed by the World Council of Churches aim to bridge divides in some regions like Greece and Finland. Protestant and Orthodox Christians already celebrate Easter together. The idea of a common Easter has been discussed since the 1960s. This is SRN News. Supreme Court hearing arguments over the religious rights of parents in Maryland.
It's all about the right to remove their children from elementary school classes using storybooks with LGBTQ themes and characters. Tuesday's case is the latest dispute involving religion to come before the High Court. The justices have repeatedly endorsed claims of religious discrimination in recent years. Parents sued after the Montgomery County school system stopped allowing them to pull their kids from lessons that included the books. Keith Peters, Washington.
The Declaration of Independence and the Constitution are not being read only in classrooms these days. Sales for book editions of the founding documents have surged in record highs now since President Trump began his second term in office. Random House says it will publish new volumes of the Declaration and Constitution. More details at srnnews.com.